Some of the workers have remained friends in the decades since they worked at Eglin. They began talking to each other. Here's former camera operator Tommy Brown.
When I'd run into some old buddies, they'd say, you know them guys near a carpool? All them's dead. You're the only one alive. How you figure that?
Brown's co-worker, Vaughn Jones, made the connection to Agent Orange when he was going for chemotherapy.
I sat there looking across the hallway, and I said, I know that guy. It was one of my supervisors that I worked with on Eglin. And I said, Ray Barnes, is that you? Yes. What are you doing down here? So we started talking. He said, Vaughn, we're dying off. I said, yeah, we're getting old, Ray. He said, no, I think it's that Agent Orange that we were exposed to. He had cancer, and he died about a month after I talked with him. When I left there, I went home and started checking. So-and-so's died. So-and-so died of cancer. And I came up with about 40 people that worked out there on that grid that had died of some type of cancer.
Some of the Eglin workers began hearing of a class action lawsuit that Vietnam veterans had brought in federal court in New York against the chemical companies that manufactured Agent Orange, the very same herbicide that they had been exposed to. The massive legal action blamed the defoliant for a variety of medical problems, including birth defects. Clarence Hobbs started following the case.
The first time I heard anything about it, I told my wife, I said, I was covered with that stuff.
It was raining when I got to Dorcas, Florida. I went there to interview one final Vitro worker involved in the Agent Orange testing in the 1960s.
My name is Terrell Gatlin. I'm 76 years old. I've lived here all except about 3 years of my life. I've loved it.
Gatlin started working at Eglin in the summer of 1964. He was one of the testing range technicians. When I met him in late January 2018, Gatlin was grappling with rheumatoid arthritis and type 2 diabetes, but they were the least vexing of his medical problems.
Right now I'm fighting stage 4 esophageal cancer, which has spread to lobes on my lungs. There's one in my left groin there. There's one right there.
On your shoulder?
Yeah. I think there's one on one of my aortas. I'm pretty well eat up with it. In other words, it's everywhere.
Terrell Gatlin died a little more than 2 weeks after I interviewed him. Attorneys Rusty Sanders and Victor Yannicone are hoping that they can win justice for the Eglin Air Force Base workers before more of them pass away.